For qualified low-income families, Fair Park's annual school fair is a big deal. Just ask Margie Martinez or Nicole Hamilton. Both showed up for the first time, each with their three young children.
Especially when you have three kids, for each one it's like $800 for each one to pay it in here. I mean, it's great.
So they did a dental exam. They were good, no cavities. So now I'm off to the school supply building.
Payoffs from school fairs like this and others scheduled later this month in North Texas don't just come from getting needed items for nothing. Donated school supplies and services like vaccinations or dental checks directly impact learning.
One of the leading reasons, if not the number one reason, for school absences in Dallas Independent School District is oral problems. Two things.
Dr. Dan Jones is here with volunteers from Baylor's College of Dentistry. Students and parents can get free cavity prevention treatments and basic checkups.
You can imagine if you ever had a toothache and you were having to take an exam or do homework, how difficult that would be.
Jones says Baylor works with the state's biggest nonprofit dental provider to treat low-income students. Texans already claim the nation's largest percentage of uninsured residents. In Dallas, Jones says that amounts to at least 100,000 children. And for every one child without health insurance, he says roughly three lack dental insurance. Basic school supplies are also essential for learning, even though that may seem obvious. Janet Morrison with Dallas's nonprofit City Square explains what's not so obvious when low-income students arrive at school with their own pencils and notebooks.
Of course, you know, you've got kids who don't have the tools that they need to learn. For a kid, it's kind of embarrassing. It's, you know, you get there and the teacher's consistently saying, hey, you need your school supplies. So what's a kid do? They're kids. They can't go out and work for these school supplies and get what they need.
Morrison, who used to run City Square's after-school programs, says basic supplies can also spark a child's natural creativity.
You know, you give kids pencils, paper, rulers, you know, the stuff that they need. It's not just in the classroom. I took stuff home with me, you know, and I may draw at home or, you know, take a ruler and, you know, practice geometry and stuff at home. I mean, kids are ingenious in some of the stuff that they do.
Teachers say the better prepared students are for their first day of school, the better their odds at success. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.